Thank you. Thank you very much, Counsel. Item number four, please. Six. Yeah, okay, six. Yeah, that's right.
Time. Item number six from
and then we'll go back.
The Milwaukee County District Attorney requesting authorization to abolish three positions of hourly administrative intern and create one position of witness protection analyst. This item was also referred to the Department of Administrative Services and Human Resources.
Supervisor Romo West moves approval. Any comments, questions, concerns? District Attorney Chisholm and Chief Investigator Buddy are before us. Any comments, questions, concerns? Good morning, gentlemen. Supervisor Mayo.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. I just want to know those three abolishments. Are anybody in those positions right now, or are they vacant?
Go ahead. One, Mr. Chairman and Supervisor Mayo, one of the positions is occupied by an hourly person, and two of the positions are vacant. We don't anticipate any loss of employment, however, in this proposal.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments? Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In the narrative, it mentioned interns, and that was the one thing I was trying to wrap my head around, the former role or the after role of interns in this process.
Sure. The for the last 4 years, a significant and critical part of the witness protection program has depended heavily upon interns, primarily from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee and Marquette University. We've been able to pay a small stipend to some of those investigative interns, but the work they do is absolutely critical, and as the workload for the victim protection, the witness protection unit has increased, the need for full-time commitment to that role has become essential.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman and Mr. Stamper, if I might add, the title of the position is set by the county. Mr. Bowen, I'm sorry. It's set by the county as an intern, but they're actually hourly employees. So the title is somewhat misleading.
Supervisor Lipscomb?
Thank you. Just a little confusion in terms of when we've got, we've sort of got two parallel processes going on here. We've got all these abolishes and creates and unfunds and all that going on in the budget, and then we've got these late breaking end of the year budget actions. How is this reflected in the 14 proposed budget, or you would seek to absorb it with existing allocations in there, or was this already anticipated?
It's already anticipated. It's in the current budget.
So this is just so that you can take action before 14 begins?
So. Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other? Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve item number 6 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good
Thank
morning.
You. Item number 4, please.
Item number 4 from the Chief Judge, requesting authorization to execute a professional services contract for the period of November 1st, 2013 to October 31st, 2014 with Justice Point, Inc. in an amount not to exceed $300,000 for the provision of central liaison unit services in support of Milwaukee County's early interventions programs as described in the county's application to the United States Bureau of Justice Assistance for Phase 2 Justice Investment Initiative funding. This item was also referred to the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services. That committee recommended it for adoption by a vote of 7 ayes and 0 noes.
Supervisor Romo West moves concurrence, moves to concur. Any comments, questions? We have before us Chief Judge Jeff Kremers and Pretrial Coordinator Holly Zableski. Any comments, questions, concerns? Supervisor Roman West?
I just really want to applaud the work that all the work that's being done by the court to be creative and to come up with other options for people. I think the state has proven that treatment versus incarceration is really the way to go, and I'm just so happy that Milwaukee County has embraced that philosophy. So keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Judge, please explain to me the relationship between the Central Liaison Unit Services and the Early Intervention Programs. Is it the Mississippi sure. Division? And
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Supervisor, the purpose of the Central Liaison Unit is really the key component of the Early Intervention Program. So that person will be charged with monitoring the early assessment of people when they come into the jail who've been arrested, make sure the assessment's done to see if they're appropriate for one of the early intervention programs, either a diversion or a deferred prosecution agreement, match them up with the appropriate programming in the community, monitor the type of programming that's being provided, make sure it's evidence-based, and then make sure that they're going to the programming and taking part in it. So that's, we need a person to sort of run that whole part of the system, and that's why we applied for this grant from the BJA, and that's why it was awarded.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome. Any other comments, questions, seeing no indication? Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Excused.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to concur with Judiciary, Safety, and General Services is approved.
Thank you. Item number 5, please.
Item number 5, from the Chief Judge, requesting authorization to transfer $30,000 in 2011 Justice Assistance Grant funding to the 2013 Justice Point, Inc., pretrial supervision, pretrial electronic monitoring, release planning contract for the purpose of providing strategies for effective pretrial supervision training to 20 pretrial staff and to increase the not-to-exceed amount of the 2013 professional services contract for Justice Point, Inc., pretrial supervision, pretrial electronic monitoring, release planning program from $1,643,740 to $1,673,740. This item was also referred to the Committee on Judiciary, Safety, and General Services. That committee recommended adoption by a vote of 7 ayes and 0 noes.
Supervisor Lipscomb moves to concur with the action of the Judiciary Committee. Any other comments, questions? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Excuse.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to concur with Judiciary, Safety, and General Services is approved.
Thank you.